Friday, January 24th, 1986. The chapel speaker is Dr. David Daniel. His text comes from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And his sermon theme, We Are Not Alone.
The Epistle to the Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the first two verses. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the text. Grace, mercy, and peace be to each of you and the whole seminary community, its friends, and especially to you, Stephen, and your family, as we welcome you into this community of God's people gathered together here in this place. It seems to me especially appropriate at this installation of the Reverend Stephen Hauer as our new Director of Development here at the seminary should fall on the day of St. Timothy. St. Timothy, pastor, proclaimer of the word, one of the great heroes of the New Testament. Though a simple youth, reserved and retiring, he was drawn out by the great apostle St. Paul to be his co-worker in the kingdom. St. Timothy should be an especial model to the young men of this seminary as they train for the ministry. But he serves also as a model for all of us who are in the ministry, who have been called to serve. He reminds us that we are co-workers, even as he was a co-worker. We are co-workers. We are to work together. You know, we often forget that. We often think that we have to do it all alone. So often in our lives, the burdens of our tasks, the burdens of our responsibilities, which have been laid upon us or which we have taken up, seem to overwhelm us and press us down and lead us into despair. In fact, it seems that there are two basic causes of despair among all people, but also among Christians and pastors and teachers. The first is that we have to do it all ourselves. Somehow there is within each and every one of us enough pride that we think that we can do everything better than everyone else, or at least those things to which we have been called. And so we want to do it all and want to control it all. And you know what happens? You can't do it. Somehow, as you feel more and more oppressed by all the things you have to do, you realize that they aren't getting done. And soon you begin to despair. Oh, I can't do anything right. Nothing seems to be going right. I don't have enough time to do any of those things that I really want to do. Because we so frequently fail to rely on others. Which leads to the second cause of despair, thinking that we can do nothing. No matter how hard we work, no matter how hard we study or how well we administer, somehow we never seem to get better grades or improve the financial picture or the enrollment picture of the institution. Somehow everything seems to be running loose out of our hands. and we despair. We despair because sin is still present with us. And we often look to ourselves and our own strengths or our own weaknesses, rather to Him who is the author and finisher of our faith. For you see, in those moments of despair and disquietude, we ought to remember the author and finisher of the faith, our faith, the faith of the church, and the faith of each and every individual one of you. We must remember that we are not alone. Christ is with us to comfort and sustain us and encourage us with His word. We are not alone. God comes to us through the word of Scripture, through the word proclaimed and taught, through the word made visible in the washing of regeneration and the meal of reconciliation. God is with us. Christ is among us, even as He promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." God is with us. He is among us. And the witness to that is the fact that we labor together. Christ is among us in the people also, in the co-workers whom He has given to us. And that's the marvelous message. The church is the body of Christ, and Christ is with each and every one of its members. Christ is present and serves us as we serve one another. Look to the great cloud of witnesses, all of the great patriarchs of the faith, to which the writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews reminds us in the 11th chapter. Remember all those great heroes who were assisted by others. Moses assisted by Aaron. The relationship between Elijah and Elisha. Remember all those assistants whom Christ called to aid Him as He proclaimed the gospel. And this great assistant of St. Paul, St. Timothy. God is with us in those He has provided to assist us. And so in our lives together, let us rely on one another. For it is in relying on one another that the grace and the love of God is shown. All of us have been called to help, to assist, to edify, to build up one another. Let us be about our Lord's business. For it is in doing that that we make confession with all the saints and with all the martyrs that our Lord is indeed here, that we are not alone. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.